Cole heard the motor slow and realized that Edwin was guiding the skiff toward a protected bay on the large island ahead. The distant green-black forests were shrouded in gray mist. Cole spotted the tiny shelter that had been built for him near the trees above the shoreline. Black tar paper covered the small wooden structure. Cole spit again at the waves. If these fossils really thought he was going to live in that shack for a whole year, they were nuts. As the skiff scraped the rocks, Garvey jumped out and pulled the boat ashore. Still handcuffed, Cole crawled awkwardly over the bow onto the slippery rocks. Edwin began immediately to unload the supplies. "Why don't you take my handcuffs off and let me help?" Cole asked. Garvey and Edwin ignored his question. One at a time, they carried the heavy cardboard boxes up to the shelter and stacked them inside the door. When they finished, Edwin motioned for Cole to follow him up to the mossy bench of ground above the tide line. Cole moseyed along slowly, not catching up to Edwin until they reached the trees. Edwin turned to Cole.
"No one's gonna babysit you here. If you eat, you'll live. If not, you'll die. This land can provide for you or kill you."
He pointed into the forest.
"Winters are long. Cut plenty of wood or you'll freeze. Keep things dry because wet kills."
"I'm not afraid of dying," Cole boasted. Edwin smiled slightly.
"If death stares you straight in the face, believe me, son, you'll get scared."
He pointed to a tall plant with snake-like branches. "This island is covered with devil's club.
Don't grab it, or hundreds of tiny thistles will infect your hands and make them swell up like sausages."
Edwin motioned toward the head of the bay, a quarter mile away.
"That stream over there is where you get fresh water."
"Why didn't you put my camp closer to the stream?"
"Other animals come here for water too," Edwin said. "How would you feel if a bear made its den beside the stream?"
Cole shrugged. "I'd kill it." The potbelly elder nodded with a knowing smile.
"Animals feel the same way. Don't forget that."
He turned to Cole and placed a hand on his shoulder. Cole tried to pull away, but Edwin gripped him like a clamp.
"You aren't the only creature here. You're part of a much bigger circle. Learn your place, or you'll have a rough time."
"What is there to learn?"
"Patience, gentleness, strength, honesty," Edwin said.
He looked up into the trees.
"Animals can teach us more about ourselves than any teacher."
He stared away toward the south.
"Off the coast of British Columbia, there is a special black bear called the Spirit Bear. It's pure white and has pride, dignity, and honor, more than most people."
"If I saw a spirit bear, I'd kill it," Cole said.
Edwin tightened his grip as if in warning. "Whatever you do to the animals, you do to yourself. Remember that."
"You're crazy, old man," Cole said, twisting free of Edwin's grip. Edwin continued speaking calmly as if nothing had happened.
"Don't eat anything unless you know what it is. Plants, berries, and mushrooms can kill you.
There's a book in with the supplies to study if you want to learn what is safe to eat. I suggest you read every word.
Life is up to you now. I don't know how it was for you in the big city, but up here, you live and die by your actions. We'll be out to check on you in a couple of days. After that, Garvey will head home and I'll drop off supplies every few weeks. Any questions?"
Cole smirked. He didn't plan on eating any shrubs or berries. "Why'd you bring me out so far?" he asked mockingly. "Were you afraid I'd escape?" Edwin looked out across the bay and drew in a deep breath.
"Years ago, I was brought here myself when my spirit got lost. This is a good place to find yourself."
"This place sucks," Cole mumbled. Edwin pulled out a key and turned Cole roughly around to remove his handcuffs.
"Anger keeps you lost," he said,
as he started back toward the shelter.
You can find yourself here, but only if you search.